Hi, this is the Supernova Advanced Training Center segment on leveraging your practice through team specialization. I'm here with Rob Knapp today to discuss this topic.
Good afternoon. I developed this idea, and I call it Fort Fargo. When I was in Fargo visiting the office as the regional director, I was asked the question, when will we get more specialists visiting our office? And I said, never, to the shock of the crowd. And they go, whoa, what do you mean? I said, look, we're Fargo here, okay? You're never going to get the people from Minneapolis to come to Fargo except for once or twice a year. And that's just a given reality because you're too far away. They're busy servicing Minneapolis and the close-in offices. And they said, well, okay, what do we do then? And I said, what you do is you create Fort Fargo. What do you mean? Well, if you were completely isolated and you had to rely on yourselves for everything, you would do everything. Well, my suggestion is you treat yourself as if the specialists will never come. When they do come, it's a wonderful thing. So say once a year they do come. My suggestion is that they work with one person in the office that's the expert in 401k, or the expert on annuities, or the expert on junk bonds, or the expert on rollovers, or the expert on insurance, or the expert on trusts, or the expert on lending. Not with the whole office, because not everybody's interested. But one person or one team should be very interested in each of those topics, because each of the topics will be needed by various people in the office sometime during the year. And they'd like nothing more than have a specialist come out and help them with the call. Well, the specialist isn't going to come out, but the specialist in the office can help. So in a situation like Fargo, you can have world-class experts in each area. As long as you don't have to be an expert on everything, you can get very good at something. And so by being the world-class expert on 401ks, you can get the majority of 401ks in your market. And when someone else brings in a 401k or has access to a 401k, they'll call on you because the probabilities of you closing it and keeping it are significantly higher. And when you're interested in doing trust work or insurance work, selling a second to die policy, they'll call you because they're spending their time on 401ks, not on second to die policies. This works even in metropolitan areas because there is such a limited number of specialists and their time is so valuable. And it makes sense to focus. Internally, we focus on our expertise in our products and services, just like in a medical practice or in a hospital. You'll have specialists in brain surgery, and a specialist in hips, and a specialist internist. You need to do the same thing in your office. So go with your passion, whatever it is that you enjoy, and do a lot of them because you get good at it. I just had a friend that unfortunately had a bad outcome from an operation. It was a replacement of a valve, a heart valve. And she selected a doctor that was doing his first replacement of a heart valve. Now, we all know that you don't do that. It's just a bad idea. you go to somebody that does replacement for heart valves every day, maybe three a day, because they get very, very good at it. So you want a good outcome for your clients, so you guys, you specialize and get a reputation for being world-class at heart valves, in our case, second to die policies or 401ks or other areas that need time and attention and focus. Things that people avoid doing. You know, when you think, well, how can I, what are the specializations or what could I focus on? Focus on the things that other people avoid doing. So in many cases, it might even be financial planning. You know, you'll have very high-performing financial advisors, but they won't do financial planning because they're just uncomfortable. They just haven't done it. They've been 30, 40 years in the business, and they don't want to start on it. So team up with them and do financial planning and share some business with them. So it's a very simple idea, but one that has worked, will work, and will change the way you do business and will make you enjoy the business more, because we enjoy the business more when we're doing the things that we love. I've had a number of financial advisors that just love managing money and were really good at it, but didn't really understand how to leverage it. So my suggestion is that they become a financial manager, that they charge for the management of the money and become very, very good at it, and then market yourself as a money manager. And you be one of a number of money managers that other financial advisors use in your office. And we've had financial advisors do this. Dave Malik at Merrill Lynch built a whole practice around selling the Malik system and managing money for other financial advisors. And I guarantee you, he did not do, you know, all these other products. What he wanted to do was manage money, and so he did. We've had a number of financial advisors do that over the years. So if you're really good at managing money, manage money and then hand off the other areas of financial planning and estate planning and 401k and all the other areas that you have no interest or time for, rather than not doing them. And the key is that the people that you team up with be really, really good at what they do. And that means they do a lot of them. So I also had a rule that you never do one 401k. If you're not doing 10 401ks at a minimum, you shouldn't do any. Same with financial planning. Don't do one financial plan or two or five. If you don't do 10 financial plans, don't do any. In our case with Supernova, we want you to do financial plan with every single client, and then update them every year. So you need to be an expert in financial planning. And today, once you become an expert in the area, you usually can retain most of the information. So you can do a lot of it, and that's what teams are all about. So when you build a team of four or five financial advisors, you can do the same thing and have expertise across the board with your team. But there are certain things like 401k that I don't recommend that you do unless you're going to be really specializing in that, because it just takes too much time and energy. So I have no problem with one team in the office doing all of the 401k business, or the majority of it, because it takes so much time and energy. And, you know, they then share the business or give up the executives in order to have the 401k. So this is how you leverage your practice. You can do it in the Fort Fargo way. You can do it as a team. But however you do it, focus your energy on what you enjoy that gives you energy, that will make you more productive and that you love going to work every day. Thanks, and I'll talk to you soon.